message number details for you. But any other questions and comments, keep them coming through. Now, so let's welcome now our first guest in the studio. It's a pleasure to say hello to Victoria Tomlinson, who is Chief Executive at Northern Lights PR, and is going to be talking to us this afternoon about her new e-book, From Student to Salary with Social Media. Victoria, welcome.
Thank you very much. Welcome and thank you.
Good to see you. Yes. Now, this is brand new, isn't it?
It so is. We're really quite being launched this week.
Is it?
Yes.
Right, so this is kind of the first interview?
Yes.
Brilliant idea, brilliant concept, absolutely love it. But I'd like to ask you, first of all, is how did you come up with it? What was your
answer? It all started last, probably November, when on a Saturday morning, a business colleague of mine sent me an email and said, my daughter's just got a 2-1 in drama, great stuff, and she's looking at a career in HR, and the usual thing, do you have any jobs or do you know anybody who might be interested in her? And I spent the morning thinking about it and thinking, you know, that's quite a leap for a student who's got a 2-1 in drama, for an employer to go, yep, I want to take you on my team in HR. And I suddenly thought, you know, the way that I'd tackle that is to suggest she starts blogging. And, you know, you're not expecting the world's greatest amazing expert blog, but she could do all sorts of things. Like, at the time, there were a lot of strikes going on. She could do that. She could research websites that are useful for employers on HR. You could blog about all sorts of things. And, you know, if you blog, say, once a week for a month or two or more, that starts building up some kind of track record and credibility. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, as an employer, you'd think, well, good for you.
Good initiative.
And you're showing that you've got some passion and commitment. You've got some research ability. You can write, you can think independently. So I just thought that's what I would recommend. So I went back and I then wrote a blog and I put all the tips that I would do. Had really good response to it, and it sort of got me going, and I thought, you know what, universities are not teaching our students these days about the way that the world works in job hunting,
right.
And really they need a lot more skills. So I've done this book, and it's only 6 dirhams, so it's hopefully affordable for students.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I've just done it very much just to try and see whether that will help them.
Okay, and what else is in the book then?
There's two aspects to it. One is the horror stories of, I was going to say young people, but actually lots of older people too, who don't understand, they don't seem to get the head in gear that the world and their wives can see Facebook if they don't put any privacy settings on. And in the ebook, we cover the warnings and we quote a number of employers who say, yes, we do have a quick look at Google to see what comes up when we're offering somebody a job. I have been on a recruitment panel where we were about to offer somebody a job and we did a quick Google search. This was for somebody a few years on, sort of mid-20s, and he had a Twitter account in which he was really unpleasant about his employer. And you sort of think, well, why would you want to employ them?
Right.
You know, is that if they do that for their current employer, you don't want them doing that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, you know, last week we found, I mean, it was absolutely classic, we found a young male student on Facebook, no privacy settings, so anybody in the world could see. And he said, I've got 3 interviews for jobs this week. Amazing what a load of bullshitting can do.
Mm.
And I thought, you fool. You know, if I saw that, I rather would knock him off the list, but actually I might be wicked and pull him in, be very nice to him, and then suddenly go, okay, you took me through. What's rubbish on this?
Yeah,
you know,
where
have you know, bolted? And just see what happens.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, how stupid.
That is, wow. That really is. I mean, I think on the same note, my kids would come back from school and tell me what is on their teachers' Facebook pages
and how unrole model-like they are.
And I would think, I mean, why aren't school administration looking out for these things and advising their teachers?
And Rami, you've put your finger on it. And what's happening, and I sit on the board of some universities and I'm an ambassador for universities and all sorts of things. I do a lot of work in this market. And there are some real leaders in this field, in social media, in academia, and we also work with schools and colleges, but there are an awful lot of leaders who have still, I think they're beginning to wake up, but they've really dismissed it. They've been almost intellectually snootish, I think, about social media, and they therefore haven't got into understanding it, both risks and opportunities, and they don't have the skills then to lead how social media should be done. I mean, I'm doing a lot of work with businesses. They've got the same problems. Mm-hmm. They're not managing social media. You don't have to be an expert. You have to understand enough.
Right.
Just as you would if you look at your website, a leader will know that reflects our culture. I'm happy right. with that. You need the same skills, enough to manage. Not expecting you to create the website, not expecting you necessarily to be doing all the tweeting and blogging yourself, but you need to be understanding and managing the skills. Teachers, I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all over the place. You see really inappropriate dress, actually, and language, and you know, what we're doing at the weekend and things. I just think that's wrong for the student-teacher relationship.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, actually. It was a story that came up some weeks back. We were discussing on another show, and it was that some corporates, so companies, were hiring interns to do their social media. Now, great idea, because they probably felt that they were young, they were had much more of an idea and a concept as to how social media worked, because they'd grown up with it, you know. A great lady, a Kankshire from Socialise, has been on the show, and she calls it, what does she call them, social nomads, no, is it, oh, I forgot, is it nomads or aliens or something? So it's kind of, she says, you know, ask yourself, do you remember the first time that you sent a tweet or an email, you know, and if you sort of, you can very, very clearly, then it obviously wasn't that long ago. Whereas a lot of students kind of, they were almost kind of grew up sending it from when they were tiny, do you know what I mean? So they might not even remember the first email that they sent.
But actually, you just put your finger on it, Siobhan, that because you've grown up with social media doesn't mean you understand what's happening in there. It's
absolutely
picking up the phone.
Yeah.
And I helped somebody to use LinkedIn to introduce them to people to get into the music industry, actually. And I was sending them, I'm just 21 years old, I was sending them all sorts of introductions and saying you need to create a table, follow through, make sure that you connect and things. And eventually she came back extremely bright and savvy young girl, and she said, I'm sorry, I don't understand what's happening here.
Mm.
And I just thought it was such a good lesson. So that's one of the things in the ebook mm-hmm. is talking about how you need a 100% complete profile. You need to understand the key words that an employer might search for you on. So think about, what sort of jobs might an employer go into Google and type in, I'm looking for somebody, go back to the other one, with HR experience mm-hmm. or something. And you need those keywords in your LinkedIn profile. And then you need to start getting good quality connections. Do it properly, introductions, build a relationship. Don't just use the template LinkedIn form. And then start looking to see, I want to work in the music industry. Who knows somebody who could introduce me? And that's the way, you know, maybe not even for a job, but somebody, I was doing this, could you give 10 minutes of time to say how should she apply and get experience for that mm-hmm. industry?
Yeah.
You know, you can't be too pushy in these things.
I mean, it's some really wonderful tips, actually. And I think, you know, as Rama was saying, your daughter is actually interning at the moment. So, mm-hmm. you know, obviously in that realm, looking for jobs and looking for training and things like that. And do you think that she had learned? I mean, I know she's very switched on, very, very tech savvy. But is it something that you would feel that she should know more about, possibly? Or
well, definitely.
Her friends,
I mean,
even?
Yeah, we've always had talks, but I'm always surprised at how little some of the friends who we'd have for dinner conversations knew about the space. And I tell them stories, and they would look all, you know, wide-eyed, really? Like, this would happen?
Yeah.
So I think that definitely a lot of room to raise awareness among teens, and I think also raise the bar, because this is to the beginning. There's the next conversation, which is, how do you do it really right? How do you do it to be so attractive that you stand out in the crowd of thousands of applicants? Because now I'm seeing these brilliant online animated applications that use things like Prezi or Presentation Rocket, and you see that the bar is really up there, and our kids are competing in a global economy.
Yes.
It's not just about being better than the kid next to you who has equally moderate social media skills. You're competing against kids from California who grew up drinking the milk of social media, so they are very savvy,
mm-hmm.
and you need to be as well to be able to.
Yes, in the ebook, I've shown students, graduates, how to use Twitter to target research and target employers and start gently building relationships to the point they begin to feel like they're part of that employer's team.
Mm-hmm.
So they're quite useful, they retweet, they say well done, you know, good luck for your event, and you know, they become a part of the whole team. But you know, in all honesty, as I was doing it, I was thinking, am I being too sophisticated for them? Could they? I've really given them clear tips. Don't jump in suddenly and say, have you got a job? Yeah. Follow them. Get a feel for their Twitter and how they tweet and sort of the style and culture. And gently start doing things. Don't, you know, and it could take a couple of months that before you feel that, yes, I feel comfortable here. Mm-hmm. But I was really thinking, you know, am I pushing them beyond the skills? Because if they haven't grown up doing this, they won't necessarily get that sort of courtesy, if you like, and the engagement on social media.
I think it's a very fair point, because I, as an employer, receive, I would say, thousands of resumes a month.
Really?
And I literally click delete on most of them because of this abruptness factor.
Yes,
where people are just, they're not even bothering to put in a, hi, how are you? It's like, here's my resume, I want a job.
Mm-hmm.
Language is very important. So
yeah, I've had a few of those.
Yes. Language as well in here, like, because I feel like,
and not tweet speak. I mean, I don't know. I suppose it depends on the employer, but there is still that sense of the traditionalism. Maybe I'm showing my age as well, but you know, dear sir, madam, or whatever. You find out the name, of course, that's always better. But you know, I've had emails where it's all like in
hashtag,
like,
hello,
and like abbreviations, like tweet speak, and not even the capital I at the beginning of a sentence. Gosh, this is.
I didn't go too much into that, because all the teenagers and students I was talking to were all saying, keep it short.
Okay.
So, but I've done lots of recommendations, and I've said, look, this doesn't mean that you don't still need a really good CV. And I've given some recommendations of books. There's a definitive job book that in there and things like that, with how to do the CV, how to do that covering letter, how to research the employer and things. I've given them other references, but I kept it quite short on all that sort of stuff there, but concentrated on the really new bits for them.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got more questions for you. If you would like to join in the conversation today, please feel free to do so. We're talking with Victoria Tomlinson, who has created an e-book.
Researched and created.
It's called From Student to Salary with Social Media. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.